you lived in? Was it rented or was it owned by a member of your family?
In the beginning it was rented. And the landlord was a bit harsh, I should say. No? They would charge the rent and then they would write something different in the rent book. So every 6 months or 3 months, he used to increase the rent. So the family didn't have any choice but to go for their own house. So then we made a deal with the landlord and we bought the same house where they were living in Johnfield Street, when we were living in Johnfield Street. So that time, I think we made a deal for 5,500, was it?
Mm.
5,500. And I went to the bank and got the loan from the bank. So that's how we came to own our own house.
How much was the rent at that time?
I think it's about £14, was it?
Yeah.
£14 a week. That was the most money used to go in the rent. So,
and did they provide the furniture and... Was it a furnished house?
Not adequately furnished, no. No. So only maybe the carpets were there or...
Yeah, there were carpets and curtains.
Curtains, carpet, curtains old. And old beds. Like as far as I can remember, you know, those spring beds used to be like... Not the beds we get nowadays, you know, the mattresses, thick mattresses and all that. You know, not enough furniture. I don't think so. They're, you see, how these landlords, they try to get away as cheaply as possible, don't they?
Mm.
So, you used to have this ceramic kitchen sink, you know, right in one of the corners in the kitchen, and maybe you didn't even have hot water. So you used to boil the water in the kettle and used to wash the dishes with. So, but since then, when we bought that house, we started modernizing it, you know. Because I had quite experience in DIY jobs, so I started modernizing, put the kitchen units and redo the carpets and so. But it was, at that time, I think the £14 rent was quite expensive for us. Now then every 6 months he used to raise the rent. So I thought, why not buy our own property? Instead of paying the rent, we pay the mortgage.
And did this cover any bills at all? Or that was...
No, that was only the rent. Bills was on our own.
So your wages were about £30 and the rent was 14.
Yeah, 14 on the rent. So.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good thing that the bills were quarterly. So we used to keep the money aside for the bills. And it wasn't that expensive at that time, you know. Electricity was quite cheap. Even the gas was quite cheap.
£6
bills. It was very cheap on them, in them days. The golden days they were.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is... Now today I had a telephone bill is £72. See, it's very expensive nowadays.
Definitely. What about your doctor? Who was your local doctor?
May God rest him in peace. Dr. Bhamal was our doctor at that time. He was a good doctor, he was. He was, you know, Ispak Road surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Hirani was there as well as his assistant. I don't know, his partner, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Dr. Hirani, Dr. Bhamal, Dr. Vishnu, Anna?
Yeah, Ramesh.
Then there were Ramesh Patel. Yeah.
When your wife had your children, did you find the midwives very helpful then?
Yes, they used to visit us at home. They used to come at home. Yes, yes. It used to be the general hospital for our area there. So I used to walk to hospital at that time, you know, when my daughter was born. And I didn't have any car at that time. So from Donfield Street, I used to walk all through the way through Gwendolyn Road and to the general hospital. So quite an experience, good experience.
Okay.
Yes. Anything else?
You tell me anything else you want to share with me.
I think that should be enough now.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Chennai.
My pleasure.
For that.